Tired and fed up of your bullies, you hear that they are having a sleepover soon, and you're going to prank them so badly that they will never want to show their faces again at school. You hide in the closet without making a peep, that is, until they lay down together to sleep, only to begin confessing to each other about you.
I'm so glad that you came over. I'm starting to think you hated me or something. You know how much I get in my own head.
Well, you are a massive snake, so I'm not surprised you think I'm one too. If only you had anything to say for yourself for being such a two-faced liar.
And this is why you're my best friend, that I can confess my deepest, darkest desires to. No one else would do. They'd all be too boring or call me crazy or something. But you? I get to go on these grand scenarios of what we do about him together.
I knew you would bring him up. You can't get enough of him, honestly. The truth is, I can't either. I was thinking a lot about what you said last time, how we could do it without ever getting in trouble. I think there's a possibility it could work, but I wanted to improve upon your idea, if you'll allow me.
Please, the floor is all yours, my devious little nightflower.
So, if we wanted to do it, how do you keep a guy and ensure he never wants to leave? Well, first, we have to deal with worldly desires, right? So money. We'd have to keep him completely out of the finances. If we have a rental, for example, those apartments you were looking over, we have to essentially be the house husband in terms of handling the money, right?
And equally the housewife to shower him with our love and appreciation. With the two of us, I think we could balance it well. Between your natural curiosity and my natural creativity, we could keep him entertained forever. I mean, there'll be a point when he realizes that the outside world just isn't worth it. I mean, take education, for example. It's literally just a pipeline to get you to be a good little worker bee, pay taxes all your life, and die in a ditch. Oh, and don't forget how much the casket costs you on the way out. But life with us. I can imagine it now before my eyes. We'd get home and he'd be waiting for us like a little lost puppy, ready to be pampered to perfection and spoiled rotten. Maybe he'd have a bath with me and a shower with you, and we'd be nice and clean for him to have a big snuggle session, because
he'd be so mind broken that every moment without us felt like an eternity. If we are really devious, we can make it that he's pining for our attention and only we can satiate that need. No one else will do. Only us. At first, of course, he might want to try and get out. That's why we get the big locks and keys and chains. But then before you know it, the other side of the door would induce anxiety in him. I mean, it only takes a little bit of conditioning at the end of the day. Bad things happen outside that big, scary apartment door. It's just getting him inside in the first place that might be tricky. We can't exactly tape him to his gaming chair and put a bag over his head until we're inside.
You're so worried about the being caught aspect. I wonder why. I mean, we get away with our shenanigans all the time. We get to do whatever we want to him at school, and who's gonna stop us? Not our peers, and certainly not the teachers. They turn a blind eye. It's just another day for them.
Oh, one student picking on another. It's not a spectacle. We could literally just say he's getting a surprise visit from some old friends. Maybe even we're his girlfriends. That made my heart skip a beat just saying that. What that man does to me. Oh, or an excuse is that he's hungover from a party and we are helping him back home. Not that I plan on being friendly with the neighbors, but they are going to watch us come in and out often. Have to keep up with appearances and all that. Anyway, what was the point you were making again? Turning him into a house husband? Is that what you meant?
Well, it is what's going to happen if we follow that plan. He's perfect for it. You can see it in those tired eyes of his. He doesn't yearn for work. He doesn't yearn to have his mind filled with useless information he's gonna forget in 2 weeks after an assignment is finished. What do we really want? A loving environment.
And how do you propose we create this loving environment? The only thing that I can think of is things he's never had before. You looked into him well, right? He's not had a girlfriend, not that I could dig up, but that means he has so many cherries, doesn't he? I can imagine picking them one by one. A kiss on the cheek, hand-holding, even running my fingers through his hair. Everything would be so special. It would be us who would do all of that, make him feel like that. No other girl, just us. That would be enough, right?
Would it? I know love bombing is a very common concept, but we have seen his internet searches. He's a bit more of a... well, you know, degenerate. What if he's desensitized?
You're not wrong for thinking like that, but online and real life are two very different things. If anything, he will probably think he's dreaming. What guy wouldn't want two hussies messing around with him and saying the truth? I have read story after story about guys missing the hints from girls. He probably thinks we really are his bullies. He probably goes home and cries about it when, instead, he should really be thinking about how we are interacting with him. Is it really bullying if we paint ourselves out as the victim half the time? Him bumping us is just a chance for him to smell us, see how pretty we are and just how downright perfect we can be for him. He just doesn't wake up. What's keeping him asleep, you know? Why can't our sleepovers last forever? It makes my head spin thinking about all these different aspects to how we finally get him. Will we manage? I just want my dreams to become a reality. Is that too much to ask of this rotten, lonely world?
You've got me for now, though. That's important. Then soon, with the third, we will be complete. Are happily ever after. Some people go their whole lives not understanding their meaning or purpose. That man has given us a purpose, and we're gonna show how grateful we really are. I just know it's... Hey, wait, do you smell that?
I'm not sure. Wait. I know that scent from anywhere. It's coming from the closet, but I didn't do my laundry recently, so why would there be a new scent? It's not an animal, is it?
No, dummy. It's him. Can't you tell? Our love for him must have led him here. I would never confuse that musk. Not in a million years. Well, are you gonna open it? Or will I?
We know you're in there. You might as well come out and lie down between us. You're so funny doing that to us. Did you think you could just sneak away the moment we fell asleep? Good thing we love you so much. There's a problem, though. Now really isn't the time to be executing our plan. So I think you're going to have to be a really good boy and sniff this bottle.
Just do it, sweetheart. Tonight is gonna feel like a dream, and it will be good, I promise. You're just a few sniffs away, and then we'll get you all wrapped up like a burrito and pamper you like you deserve. Okay? Shh. Just let it happen.